This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Welcome to the Insane Things Podcast, where we run down the week that was using only insane things we've never seen before. That's because most of the big stories in the news now are in the news because they're insane and we've never seen them before. Those are the times we live in. And I'll tell you what, folks, this week was insane. In fact, this week's podcast has a theme. This is the week the Republican Party did something I've never seen before. Started fighting back. Not defensively, not on the run, not after we didn't fight so many times that they weaponized illegally every agency that there is against us and pushed it so far that they decided they had the right to just go ahead and put whoever our most popular candidate is in prison. We let them push it so far that we had nothing left to compromise on. And remember, during the Bush era, which stretched from the end of Ronald Reagan's presidency when Bush took over the grassroots of the party and pushed all the conservatives out, the highest, most important value in a candidate, in a representative who was a Republican, was compromise. Compromise, compromise, compromise. Better to compromise than to embarrass yourself, causing the Democrats to scream. And if the Democrats scream and whine and point their finger or call you names, that is embarrassing. That is to be avoided. And most of all, that is a sign you have failed. Those were the governing principles since the end of Reagan, when we were no longer allowed to fight. And we didn't fight until this week. Remember this week, folks, bookend it. It's the first week I can remember us ever going on the offense. Oh, sure, in the Trump era, we fought defensively. Honestly, looking at the last Trump presidency, I don't even think he fought in the last presidency. Not really, when you compare it to what real fighting looks like, which is what this week looks like. What do I mean by fighting offensively? I mean saying we're going to begin to use every single lever of power legally. We're not going to be like the Democrats and use the illegal ones too. We're going to use every lever of power that we can find, and there are a lot of them, to give ourselves the electoral advantage, no matter how hard the Democrats scream. A week like Donald Trump is having would not have been possible until, really, this presidency. Because what you're seeing take shape this week is the outlines of the Civil War. And the Civil War, really, if you pull back, and I mean all the way back to the Obama regime, the Civil War really is over redistricting, the drawing of districts. When we didn't fight, when we rolled over, when we let them count illegal immigrants as persons in the census for the purpose of redrawing congressional districts so that the more illegals you got in your state, the more Democrat districts you got. We lost right there. That fear of fighting, of being seen as called racist for wanting to restrict the illegals from the count, the fact that under Bush, he really was the first open borders president, folks. And never forget, whenever, you know, Obama would have these big packs of 1,500, 2,000 caravans coming through, they'd say, second largest caravan ever. And you'd have to realize, wow, the first was under Bush. We just didn't have conservative media. We didn't know what was going on. But we were not even allowed to challenge the idea because the Bush family ruled the party for so long that, hey, you know what? It's absurd to count illegals. All it does is create fake Democrat districts. So I think it's better to say Republican leadership has not allowed us to fight until now. Which brings us to insane thing number six. The numbers show us that through redistricting, we can take 5 seats in Texas. And so Donald Trump is demanding they do it, despite the Democrats screaming, including likening this to, I kid you not, the Holocaust. Why are they screaming? Because we've never done anything like this before. Up to and including the Democrats have fled the state of Texas to avoid them getting the quorum that they need to push this through. Ken Paxton is promising to hunt them down. He's the attorney general of the state, as well as Abbott, the governor, and drag them back for a vote. It's the kind of thing that Democrats would have done, the media would have loved if they did it to us, but we'd never dared to do until this week. Here's Molly Hemingway with The Federalist.
The real underlying issue with this whole battle over gerrymandering is that Democrats have perfected the art of gerrymandering, and they've pretty much squeezed all of the juice out of the fruit that they can get from it. Anytime they control a state, they just get all of the congressional districts that they can. Whereas Republicans have been very late to play this game. They've done it in a few states, but they're now finally playing with the game.
Kathy Hochul, for instance, governor of New York, was on television talking about the end of democracy, which was pretty damn hilarious, given that just last year she redistricted at the 5-year mark, didn't wait for 10 in order to draw 3 Republican districts right the heck out of the state. But then the mother load, Donald Trump declares he's redoing the census. We should. If you listen to my Battleground America podcast earlier this week, you'll hear how through outright fraud directed by supervisors at the census, this was discovered in a forensic examination by the inspector general, at least 6 seats were stolen, awarded to Democrats, taken from Republicans. And the supervisors at the census directed over 1,400 people to just lie on their forms. They ultimately ended up firing 300 of them for fraud. The rest were allowed to stay along with the supervisors. So if Trump's going to redo the census, he's going to have to go through there with an axe, or it's going to be like letting the FBI or another captured agency do it. It's going to be riddled with fraud. But beside all of that, the fact that Trump has one said we're redoing the census, but two said, hey, we're not counting the illegals for apportionment, he's going to have to fight his way through court on that. But the bottom line is, saying that before Trump, the Republican leadership, unthinkable. The Democrats would have blasted us as racists for not counting the illegals and handing districts to Democrats. And it would have been a thing of shame. Nobody would say that except maybe a Republican on the fringes. But here's what that silence, that capitulation has cost Republicans and the American people and just people who want to be free. Here's Stephen Miller, Trump's deputy chief of staff.
Democrats have stolen 20 to 30 House seats by counting illegal aliens in the census. I mean, just think about that for a second. They stole 20 or 30 House seats by counting illegal aliens in the census. And now you have Democrats talking about, oh, Republicans can't change their congressional maps? You have literally brought invaders into this country by the tens of millions to rig the results of the census and the apportionment of our congressional seats. And then on top of that, of course, you have a situation where even though Republicans won a landslide in the House popular vote, Democrats have so thoroughly rigged and gerrymandered and manipulated their districts beyond all recognition that Republicans only gained a 4-seat majority despite winning a much smaller majority in the popular vote in 2010 and getting 63 seats. Remember the 2010 election? Yeah. a much smaller pop of their vote majority, produced 63 seats. So, look, Democrats cheat. We all know Democrats cheat. We've all understood that. But they're counting of illegal aliens in the census. They have to be excluded. The Commerce Department, under leadership of Howard Lutnick, is working on a plan now to make sure that we do, in fact, exclude illegal aliens from the census.
Folks, we shouldn't even have to worry about whether we're going to win the midterms. We have beaten them so thoroughly. They are only hanging on through fraud at the census. And I'm talking about congressional representation in the House. Fraud at the Census Bureau. And the other lawbreaking they've done, which is flooding the country with the 20 million illegal immigrants between Joe Biden's regime and the other eight came in under Obama. Take a pause for a minute and understand, though, and this is the good news, how far we've come. Democrats laid out the rule, the law, really, that you cannot speak of these people as replacement voters. You could not even speculate publicly. It was considered extremely racist to even speculate that, hey, they could cause Democrats to get seats or Democrats were deliberately bringing them in. Fox News, I've watched it for years, was so terrified to speak that truth because they would be accused of replacement theory, which was said to be fascist, Nazi-like, and discriminatory, because it was the truth, that Fox News spent years pretending that Joe Biden had opened the border accidentally because he was senile. They wouldn't speak of the election angle. Republican leaders never spoke of it, ever. Trump was the only one, and he really only started doing it in this election. Understand how long it's taken us to fight back. To fight back, you've got to speak the truth without fear. That's how long this has taken us till this week. This is going on the offensive. This is fighting. And I've never seen it before. Not like this. By the way, if you want the insane details of how they use the Census Bureau, which they've weaponized to commit fraud, I did a whole podcast on it earlier this week called How Democrats Stole 32 Seats in Congress. You can get that wherever you find a Battleground podcast. It's got all the links in it, too, if you want to go into more detail. It's really crazy. Folks, when you throw that together with the massive fraud they had to commit in 2020, it looks like, by the way, in partnership with the Chinese, we caught that tranche of 19,000 fake driver's licenses coming into the country, and the FBI got all kinds of tips that they were going to use those fake licenses to generate fake absentee ballots to get Joe Biden in office. Folks, I think this party, to the extent it's had any control in recent years, has been entirely fraudulent. That's nuts. That's a coup. All right. Insane thing number five. Yet another way this week, we've gone on the offensive in a way we've never seen before. The announcement, there'll be a grand jury down in Florida to take a look at the deep state's crimes in Russiagate. This could have easily happened in the last Trump administration if we had ever gained control of the FBI or the DOJ. But it would turn out that Bill Barr was a sleeper cell for the other side. And folks, this is what's different this time. Okay, remember when Trump ordered declassification, which would have just declassified all their crimes in Russiagate? And he turned it over to Bill Barr, and Bill Barr said, well, you know, I got to study its sources and methods. We have to protect our classified sources. And so guess what? We never saw it, which is why we never had any prosecutions. Not that Bill Barr would have been willing to prosecute anybody. He was obviously a Bush functionary. But read this in the Daily Caller. Headline, CIA deep staters reportedly try to stop Tulsi Gabbard from revealing the truth about Russiagate. That came out on Thursday, and they were going the Bill Barr route. Well, we can't declassify. We object. And this came from insiders inside the CIA mainly. Sources and methods might be revealed. Don't do it. And they presented apparently a very heavily redacted version of this, which was soundly rejected by the Trump administration. They put it out with almost no redactions. And why not? All this is the story of how Hillary Clinton's campaign cooked up a big lie. James Comey and Barack Obama and Loretta Lynch covered up Hillary Clinton's crimes. And then they spun them to the public as if they were true, creating fake intelligence in the process. There's no sources and methods there when what you're doing is fraud. And so that's ridiculous. In the last administration, the CIA was able to control things. The FBI doing that, saying, oh, sources and methods. This time, Trump administration said, oh, heck no, declassified it, stopped allowing them to hide behind classification, the crimes they'd committed. And now we have a grand jury that's firing up, getting started down in Florida. Again, going on the offensive for the first time. Things I thought I'd never see. I mean, folks, can you imagine the head of the CIA, the head of the FBI, under former, obviously, under investigation, the way it should have been years ago for fraud they committed together to take out a candidate, fraud that not only put multiple people in prison or made felons of them, everyone from Peter Navarro to Michael Flynn, based on total fakeness, but ultimately the Russia collusion hoax became the basis for the massive worldwide censorship system that was built ultimately by CISA, the Pentagon, and the Department of Homeland Security. So get this, they used fake disinformation to justify the real censorship program that suppressed the truth on everything from Russiagate to the Hunter Biden laptop to COVID. What an unbelievable chapter in American history.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Insane thing number four. Donald Trump was debanked.
Well, they did discriminate. I had J.P. Morgan Chase. I had hundreds of millions of dollars in cash. They told me, "I'm sorry, sir. We can't have you. You have 20 days to get out." I said, "You got to be kidding. I've been with you for 35, 40 years. I've never had anything like it. And it's not like, gee, you defaulted on a loan. You know, geez, if I could understand that, that's different. But there's no default. I mean, there's nothing but cash."
And then he called Bank of America. They didn't want his money either.
I call up Bank of America routinely, and I speak to him, and I speak to a couple of people, and they have zero interest. Brian was kissing my ass when I was president, and when I called him after I was president to deposit $1 billion plus, and a lot of other things, more importantly, to open accounts, which banks always like. They like accounts because they get interest free, you know, the overnights and things. There are a lot of reasons for it. But and he said, we can't do it. No, we can't do it. So I went to another one. I ended up going to small banks all over the place. I mean, I was putting $10 million here, $10 million there, did $5 million, $10 million, $12 million. I have them all over the place, the craziest thing.
It turns out the New York Post reported, and only insiders from the banks would speak on it, they're still terrified, that Trump was debanked under pressure from Biden administration regulators. Here's how the New York Post described what they were told, that the banks got, quote, threats from President Biden's bank regulators that banking the former president's money put them in danger of falling afoul of rules that prohibit financial institutions from doing business with individuals and companies that present a, quote, reputational risk. I suppose that reputational risk means taking the money of anyone who's not a Democrat in good standing. Folks, this is the backbone of the Chinese social credit system. If you have a low score, you're not allowed to bank. You're not allowed to transact. You lose your job. You're not allowed on buses. You're not allowed on planes. Folks, you are watching them implement it here. It is mind-boggling. Those regulators would in turn threaten audits, which are a nightmare for banks and may, you know, lead to discrepancies, which could lead to fines, all kinds of problems. Folks, this is absolutely Orwellian and totalitarian. And the interesting thing is, Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan still sounds terrified when he talked about it. He didn't deny doing it and all but pled with Trump, like, yeah, please protect us going forward. And what he means is, let me finish the sentence, protect us from Democrats. Folks, this is why I say every single time that they win the presidency from now on, we will not know until it ends if we will lose every single right we have, if we'll have to shoot our way out of it. Because that's what they think now. If they win, they get to take all of our rights and crush them under their heel. Here's Moynihan. You can hear the hesitation and fear. He's still afraid these Democrat regulators still inside these agencies will punish him. You can tell.
The president's after the right thing, which is the laws, rules, and regulations around our industry became used to cause things to happen. We got to stop the regulators behind the scenes of whipsawing back and forth and forcing our companies and companies like ours to make decisions which Congress hasn't passed on or he hasn't passed on.
It speaks volumes that he's actually willing to publicly ask Trump for that, something he never publicly asked of the Democrats. He couldn't. They'd have buried him. Insane thing. Look for the left to lose their damn minds this weekend, because guess what? Somebody else just hired Sidney Sweeney, a person they had declared to be a Nazi, to be a fascist. Normally, that's enough to cancel somebody and their career's over. They're done. They're never going to appear in a commercial. And somebody else hired her. In fact, Baskin Robbins just did. I guess they would like to have $5 billion worth of free advertising, too, just like American Eagle. Folks, I've explained to you how this wouldn't have been possible 3 years ago, how American Eagle would have had to apologize. Sidney Sweeney would have had to apologize. Anybody who hired her in the future would have been declared a Nazi and had to apologize because they had the total ability to cancel. And it turns out, and I've explained this in past podcasts, that the reason they can run those commercials now but couldn't do it in the past was because of Obama's human rights campaign, which would give you a rating. And one of the things you had to do to get a good rating was to let them, basically, their DEI teams, run your hiring, run your compensation, run your firing inside your company, but also determine what your marketing looked like. And your marketing essentially had to be woke or you wouldn't get the high score. Don't get the high score, and you're going to get funds like Vanguard, all of the big ones that operate off of ESG and DEI systems. They'll dump your stock if you're not highly enough rated. And so corporate-wise, stock-wise, American Eagle would have never made this ad, but had they made it, the CEO would have to apologize, maybe even resign, and so would Sidney Sweeney, and it would go on and on and on. This is why Bud Light put Dylan Mulvaney on that can. It was actually a very logical decision given the social credit system Democrats had created and their reign of terror. After all, they wouldn't want to run afoul of Obama's human rights campaign and its demands that there be a gay person or a trans person in virtually every commercial and that white men disappear, no longer to be seen in society, and maybe attractive white women too, if they're not accompanied by a minority minder. This is why our society became so whack. But that's gone now. And by the way, what backstopped that too, as well, is if you had defied them like this, like Baskin Robbins just did and hired Sidney Sweeney, you would have ended up seeing, like, you know, from the Biden administration, you would have ended up seeing an SEC investigation, some sort of DOJ investigation, maybe on an unrelated topic. They would get you that way. And the businesses knew it. What this means, the fact that Baskin Robbins just hired her to do another really adorable commercial, is that they're not afraid anymore. For now, that social credit system is dead. A normal America is back. And expect to see that in movies. Expect to see it in commercials as they look and reflect more of American society than they have in recent years, now that their fear of Obama is gone. But here's what it really means, folks. The left has lost their ability to cancel someone. It was an awesome power. And for now, that's gone too. And keep in mind, with that power came the ability to decide who could even be seen in our society, even if it's only wearing a pair of jeans or, you know, eating a sorbet at Baskin Robbins. You could not be seen. They were erasing entire ethnic groups in our society.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Insane thing number two has to do with the internal civil war, the shape of which we're beginning to see more clearly every day. It is a battle over congressional districts, redistricting. That's what the removal of illegal immigrants is about. And Trump and ICE are building an internal army to undo the disaster the Democrats have wrought, to go after the 20 to 50 million and get them the heck out of this country before the Democrats can win enough power to amnesty them and turn this country into a blue one-party Chinese-style system. You've already seen the social credit aspects of it. It'll be hell to live under a system that only Democrat Party rules. There's never been anything like it on Earth. I think, honestly, it'll be worse than the Chinese Revolution. That's what we're fighting. It's life or death. It really is long-term. And Trump is building an internal army to fight it. And here's what's fascinating. If you see everything the Democrats have done in recent weeks, including the multiple attempted murders of ICE agents, the doxing sites where they even publish the addresses, the home addresses and schools of ICE agents' children, and the more than three, there's some, I mean, when you get into rock throwing, you got five or six attempted murders of ICE agents, assassinations. All of that was designed by the Democrat Party to do one thing, and that is to keep people from signing up for ICE, from joining the 75,000-strong army that was funded in the big, beautiful bill. Well, they not only failed, they failed spectacularly. In fact, they may have motivated some people to join, because this week it was reported the first 10,000 positions are open. They got 80,000 applications for that. So Democrats not intimidating these guys. Take a listen to what Tom Homan, Trump's border czar, has had to go through.
Well, the recruiting is sky high. I mean, I told a story a few weeks ago. I had a LinkedIn account. I had to shut down because I got thousands of emails every day of military, police officers, retired agents wanting to come back.
This kind of fight would not even be conceivable from another Republican leader in this country, except maybe Ron DeSantis. He has fought hard in Florida. Other than him, nope. That's it. Trump's it. I mean, consider this, folks, where we are right now. Only Indiana, Florida, and now Tennessee have been willing to deputize state law enforcement. In the case of Tennessee this week, they announced that they're deputizing, federalizing their state National Guard to help with deportation efforts. And they're thinking they can do what Florida's doing, which is those extra officers helping ICE, picking up somewhere around 1,100 a week. That will help. But Trump asked all Republican governors to do this. So far, just three. How pathetic. Three have answered the call to help him. So you can really see the contrast in the Republican Party. They'd be doing none of this if Trump wasn't embarrassing them into it. And right now, quite frankly, folks, they're barely tolerating it. That's what those numbers on the state deportations and the governors show you. Again, it was February that he asked these governors to help with deportations, and they've largely gaffed him off. How sad. Finally, insane thing number one. You know I'm obsessed with this idea, and I have been for a couple of years if you listen to this podcast, that we are going to lose actual territory inside the U.S. to a Marxist takeover. It will simply become unrecognizable. It'll be territorially American, but otherwise unconstitutional, and maybe so wild, so controlled by the gangs, the Democrats imported, the criminals, that we won't be able to enter. There are whole areas like that inside of Mexico that even the military can't go into. It's what the Democrats were building. By the way, did you see the $50 million, the reward that they're offering now for Maduro? Why is that? If you're a longtime listener to this podcast, you know why they want him so bad. They want him because he made the speech saying, look, I didn't want to unleash Trende Aragua. I didn't want to let the leadership out of the jails and the prisons. He said, but Joe Biden in the speech, he was talking to Trump directly in the speech. Joe Biden made me. And then remember, he said that the FBI had facilitated their travel, shuttled them into the United States. And Maduro even said where Trump could find proof of it. He said they had run them through safe houses in Colombia. And of course, the reason for this is they intend to use them as muscle, exactly the way they're used by the Socialist Party in Venezuela. And I'm convinced this is why they want Maduro so badly. Again, he is obviously the dictator of Venezuela. You can't exactly call the guy up. They want him because they want him to turn dime on the Biden administration and the FBI. Keep your eye on that. But in the meantime, this is all related to this whole territorial question, conquering territory, not allowing Democrats to turn blue areas into no-go zones of this country that no longer function constitutionally and are governed by violence and Democrat-run gangs. Folks, this Olympic Committee that Trump formed. Now, traditionally, the governor of the state that the Olympics is being held in would chair the committee, or it would at least sit on it. Trump won't allow Gavin Newsom to do any of that. He appointed himself to run the Olympic Committee. He's going to do it personally. And he announced this week that he will deploy the National Guard and the military to babysit the Democrats and keep the Olympics safe. Because, folks, it's truly a national security threat. I mean, when you have Chinese billionaires or billionaires living in China funding Democrat street violence, including the very groups that carried out the attempted assassination of ICE agents, you think you're going to get through this Olympics without violence, without Democrat bloodshed? I mean, folks, look at it this way. Remember why he had to deploy the guard in the military. Because Karen Bass tried to facilitate the murder of ICE agents trapped in that building. Remember, the UK Daily Mail reported that the mayor of LA, Karen Bass, personally went to the LAPD call center to prevent the dispatch of officers when ICE agents' building was surrounded. This went on for hours. I mean, these people are known to smash windows, to throw Molotov cocktails and block doors. In fact, they had been using those big steel garbage receptacles, rolling them past the doors to block the ICE agents in. It really well could have turned deadly. And that's what she wanted. That's why she would not allow 911 to answer their calls. And Trump said to hell with this and dispatched the military, dispatched the National Guard. Well, folks, you cannot allow an Olympics to exist in a no-go zone like that. You literally, folks, you need the military. You know why? This is a Marxist revolution. It's a guerrilla war. Democrat street shock thugs are quite capable of destroying the entire thing. So what do you have to do? You have to send in the military. Trump is right. He's got to control this whole process to keep it from descending into chaos. I mean, the Democrats were allowed to do $24 million of damage to LA the first week. Can you imagine you combine that with the Olympics? It just goes to show you, folks, you're seeing the same thing. We're losing control of Washington, D.C. because of liberal prosecutors, liberal judges practicing Marxism. Criminals are among the most highly valued classes. They're treated like royalty and churned back out on the streets. What is Trump doing? Last night, he had to threaten to unleash the guard, the National Guard, on D.C. because you can't do anything with the Democrat prosecutors, with the Democrat city council. Again, another area at risk of turning into a no-go zone. So you can begin to see him, one, building that internalized army, and two, having to use actual National Guard military force to what really essentially is reclaim these areas, especially after the most beloved Doge staffer, Big Balls, love that kid, Big Balls, was beaten near to death for simply trying to stop his girlfriend from being carjacked. They were physically trying to hurt her to get the car, and he shoved her in the car and took the beating himself. What a hero. What a great guy. But this is exactly the kind of thing that Trump is fighting. By the way, my favorite thing this week, it's a small thing, but it's a big thing at the same time. Do you know what Trump's doing? He said he announced the State Department is going to deny all visas for men who think they're women who are coming to the United States of America to compete. So we're not going to have to watch another woman get beat up by a man at the Olympics and then beg for mercy so she doesn't get a brain injury, because there isn't going to be a dude to beat her up. What a brilliant idea. That means all international competition that takes place here will be safe for women. Just another great thing Trump did this week. Have a great weekend.
America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.